The UN Security Council agreed after 2 days of talks to issue a statement yesterday calling on Burma's military government to immediately release opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and all other political prisoners. Charles Collins reports.
Suu Kyi's original sentence of 3 years in prison with hard labor was reduced to 18 months of house arrest, but that ensures the pro-democracy leader cannot participate in the military government's planned elections for next year. The United Nations Security Council urged the country's rulers to begin a genuine dialogue with the Nobel Prize winner, as well as other political parties and ethnic groups. However, the statement was only a press statement and not binding. The United States had drafted a presidential statement, meaning it would become part of the Security Council's official record, but China and Russia refused. Yet the weaker press statement had the full support of China and Russia, and this month's Security Council president, British Ambassador John Saars, says it's a positive step.
I think this is an important expression of serious concern by all members of the Security Council about the outcome of the trial of Aung San Suu Kyi, and it sets it in a political context.
The United Nations estimates there are 2,100 political prisoners in Burma, which was renamed Myanmar by its military rulers, against the wishes of democracy proponents in the country. I'm Charles Collins.